I know this change has been years in the works. Kind of came out of a rate study and ways that you were looking, the borough's looking at cutting some costs and making things balance in the department.
Yes.
What does this mean, this reduction in service mean for the department? What is it going to allow you to do?
The big piece of the puzzle is we will be able to put one of our trucks in reserve status instead of replacing it. Right now we have a fleet of three active trucks, and our oldest truck is getting to the point where we would have to replace it if we didn't make some changes. That's about a $300,000 expense. So when we were putting together the rate study, that was one part of the picture, was what happens moving forward if we continue with a three truck fleet versus a two truck fleet. And there's a significant savings if we go down to two.
$300,000 expense, not something you pay right off the top, but I know you put money away from that, so you are saving, I'm guessing, over 10 years, $30,000 or more or something like that.
Yes, yep, definitely. Because we forward fund our motor pool purchases. So when we buy something, we take that money out of the motor pool fund, and then we essentially pay ourselves back with interest, for the next purchase. So being able to avoid that large capital cost, was a significant advantage to the fund going forward. And we figured out that we could, if we made a few changes to the recycling routes, we wouldn't have to make drastic changes to the recycling program, just basically reduce the number of collection times. And then we could take that third truck and make it a reserve truck. We're not going to completely get rid of it. It'll be there if one of the other trucks breaks down, but it won't be in active use anymore. Being able to do that, like I say, was a big advantage to the fund moving forward. And then we also didn't have to make any radical changes to the recycling program, which was, that was an important thing too. We were hoping to avoid, making major reductions in what we do for recycling, just because it is a popular program, and there seems to be public support for it here.
Okay. So I guess next week's the first one that's supposed to be the change. Is next week a pickup week or a non-pickup week?
All right, next week is a non-pickup week. So
Okay.
this week is the last week of regular weekly pickups, and then we're going to a every other week schedule. And so next week will be one of the off weeks, and then the following week we'll be collecting recycling as per usual for residential customers. One thing we were able to do with the change is that for residential customers, their pickup days of the week will not change. So if your recycling is normally picked up on Tuesday, then it'll continue to be on a Tuesday. It just won't be every Tuesday. It will be every other Tuesday. And so I'm sure there's going to be a learning curve where, some folks have to get into that pattern before they remember. But we've put out a PSA, via the radio, on the website, and we put some ads in the paper to let folks know about this. We've also now posted a schedule to the borough website showing which weeks we'll be picking up and which weeks we will not. It should be, once folks get into the pattern, it should be easy to remember. This is an off week, this is an on week. But if you ever get mixed up a little bit, there'll be a schedule on the borough website that you can refer to.
Overall, how is the recycling program doing? Have markets improved since you last looked at them? I know it was not good there for a while.
Yeah, in general, the trend has been increase in value of the different commodities. We have noticed with the latest values that we've gotten that things are on the downturn again, whether that's from the war over in Europe or what's driving that, I'm not sure. Some things like aluminum, is the value of aluminum still really high and really good, but other things like our mixed paper and mixed plastics and stuff seem to be trending down. So So for a while it was looking good. It was kind of on a positive track, and now once again we're looking like we may be in a little bit of a downturn, although whether that's long term or short term, it's hard to say.
What else would you like people to know about this change that's coming up?
Just to, you know, be aware of, I guess, how you're loading the recycling container. For a lot of folks with smaller households, 2 weeks is not going to be a problem. If you've got a large household and you order a lot of stuff online, you know, then you're going to end up with a lot of containers that you need to dispose of. And just things like breaking those down instead of throwing the box in there as it is, you know, flatten it out. You know, don't stuff things in there tight so they won't come out. But just be aware of, you know, what you're putting in there, and, you know, maybe flatten the cans and the boxes and things like that to get maximum space out of your container.